ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Family since July, and I'm going to touch on a very sensitive topic this morning, but before I go into the Word of God, if you are there out there, maybe you are separated or you gone through divorce, I want to say to you this morning, firstly, before I even open the scripture, that God is not mad at you. You may have made mistake may have happened to you. Life may have happened to you, like we say, but God loves you. God loves you. He loves you perfectly. He has sent Jesus to take care of whatever pain, whatever hurt you may be going through. So I want your heart to be open. I'm trusting that I'm able to finish this message today. But whichever way, I like to say up front, you like to reach out to us. If you have issues concerning your marriage, whether you are separated at the moment or you've gone through divorce, our hearts and our doors are open to help you begin your life again. And what I sense in my heart this morning is that, behold, I do a new thing, Isaiah 43:18, and it shall spring forth. And we shall see. God is giving someone a new beginning this morning. Someone, your tears just dropped from your faces as I just said that. But that's the truth. God loves you and he wants to give you a new beginning. So open your Bibles, please, with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We've traveled this journey. We've done quite a lot. We've spoken to the singles. Spoken to the married. If you want to just take advantage of that, get on our YouTube page. You can get the detailed messages from there. But I like to push it further. This is an area the church doesn't talk about. And so many people have been hurt. Many people have formed opinion about the position of the church concerning this topic. But hey, the Bible has a thought over it. So whether you are widowed, whether you are separated, whether you are divorced, you can get married again. So the Bible has taught around this, and we can glean from the Bible. And then, because the whole essence of the Bible is basic information before leaving the heart. That's the acronym Bible. So when it comes to marriage, you will only get married at this part of eternity. We will only be married to one groom. When we pass from here, and that's Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our King. So 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul wrote about the principle of marriage. And we started last week. I read the same scripture on Wednesday. So I will quickly read for us to have to just be on the same page. So he said, now concerning the things which you wrote me, this is just a proof that the church at that time, they wrote Apostle Paul. They had questions. Just like we all have questions today about the subject of being single, being married, and then being divorced or being separated or being widowed. We all have questions. So Paul was responding to the questions. And he said, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render it to his wife the affection or the benevolence or sexual fulfillment, the affection due to her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with a consent for a time, that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again so that Satan do not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. But I said this as a concession, not as a commandment. For I wish that all men were even as I myself. So there is a gift of celibacy. It's given by God. But peradventure, you don't have that gift. It says, you should get married. So verse 8 says, but I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. So if someone is single, if someone is widowed and can control themselves, he said, let them stay that way. But if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry. Say, for it is better to be married than to burn with passion. So verse 10 says, now to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord. A wife is not to depart from her husband. That's where the subject of separation comes in. But if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. That's biblical taught. And a husband, on the other part, is not supposed to divorce his wife in that case. But to the rest, I, not the Lord, say, if a brother has a wife who does not believe and she's willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. That's also a scenario. Someone is saved and they have a spouse that is not saved and they choose to live within that marriage, he said, let it be so. He said, and a woman who has a husband who does not believe, is willing to live with her, let her not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. That's the mystery of marriage. And the unbelieving wife is sanctified by her husband. Otherwise, their children will be unclean. But we all know that when light enters into a particular space, darkness has no option but to disappear. Verse 15 says, but if the unbeliever departs, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases. But God has called us to peace. That is just one of my emphases this morning. God has called us to peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife? We live in an hour where life happens to all of us. Every day life happens. We are confronted with life issues every waking moment. Sometimes just an accident can change the dynamics of our lives. Sometimes it's invasion of sickness or illness into our lives. Sometimes the death of a loved one, loss of a spouse, family members, can just change the dynamics of our lives. And sometimes, like we are relating to our topic this morning, is a situation where two individuals who are once loved buds have become the worst enemies of each other. But whichever category life throws things at us, our lives, interestingly, is a canvas in the hands of God. I mean, you will, for those of us who are giving to art, we understand what it is when you have a canvas, you can dip your hands, in paint, and you can just make images. And so you can consciously make images on the pages of life. Today's message is not to condemn, is not to judge, is not even to castigate, but to help put things in proper perspective for those of us who are believers in Christ. The truth about life is that it happens. It happens to us in marriage. To everyone who is connected to this service this morning, or who will watch this later, we identify with you, whether you've been married before, but you are now separated, or you are divorced, or maybe you've lost your spouse. We identify with all those categories of people. And sometimes when these things happen, we tend to blame each other. If someone goes through a divorce or separation, there's that blame that comes up. Even when someone loses their spouse, they feel there is a sense, maybe they have not done enough to care for that person. But hey, this morning as I preach, I'm trusting God that whatever specific situation anyone is confronted with, there will be healing in your heart this morning in Jesus' name. Let me say some things ahead of time. I'm talking to the ones who are separated or divorced now. Now, for any family to be successful, everyone must be willing to change. Most of the problems that we have, we are confronted with in our families, it's just a situation where one person may be willing to change and the other person may not be. Or the two people who are involved are just not ready for change. And when things drag for long, it comes into a syndrome where it's tagged irreconcilable differences. But the truth is that we can resolve whatever it is that is happening to us in our family. Please understand, when we are willing to change, our responses and behavior towards each other will also change. So, willingness to change, and for us who are kingdom people, willingness to put ourselves under the word of God is what is going to bring transformation into our relationship. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. For those who are separated or divorced, if you will look at things retrospectively, you'll find out that there are thoughts, things that you probably have differences or are certain thoughts, certain set behaviors, certain set patterns. So what does the word say? In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it said, I beseech you therefore, brethren. So I'm talking to kingdom people. And if you are not a believer, you can learn and glean from this morning. It says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. God is not going to help you present it. You are the one to present yourself. You are the one who will say, I want to change. I want a change. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, only acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So we've run in this series, we've talked about how the family, the concept of the family of origin, how it impacts our life, every one of us, how that simple, they are not simple, how the values, how the set behavior, how the patterns we've been all exposed to while growing up in our individual families have the tendency to affect us either positively or negatively. For example, some of the issues that people have in relationship, I will give. set thoughts, set patterns, set behavior. Some people run a relationship. They can't just run their life without borrowing money. And as that may sound, it's one of the main reasons why people divorce. But basically, the number one reason why people divorce in money in the world is basically money management matters. So some people can't just run life without borrowing. And so that puts pressure on the family unit. Some people just spend money. That put pressure. Another set thought or pattern that, I mean, it happens to, when life happens to people, these are things in retrospect. Some other people just believe that women should serve men. So in some relationship, because that's what some people have been exposed to in their family of origin, it's the women that serve men. So they are not willing to lift up their hands to do anything in their own relationship. And that makes that relationship to be one-sided. So that's another set pattern or set behavior. Some people believe women are just supposed to help you cook, and then you have sex with them, and then they just serve you. You are just not going to move your hand to do anything. You just provide money, so they have to be busy with all the heart of parenting. Some other people believe that women don't have a say. They are not intelligent. It's a set pattern. It's a set thought. So this day, and I will say this in all honesty, if you meet a woman who is intelligent, please, fellow men, be ready for argument. It may not be, except somebody is not intelligent. Somebody can't think. But if you are married to a woman who is intelligent, be ready for argument. So, some people believe women are not intelligent. Some people believe that men or women are dumb. They are dumb speeches. But God has set for us the principle of mind renewal in his word. Please understand, each one of us, we are what we eat or feed on. So if we feed on certain thoughts, certain set pattern, certain behavior, it has the tendency to impact our lives. It has the tendency to impact our relationship. And so even when people are in a relationship or marriage, it also has the tendency to impact them. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, he said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You cannot rise beyond the level of your thought. They form the pattern of your life. They form your reaction towards life. Like I said, we are not castigating with this message, but I just want you to think, if you are separated or you are divorced, just think reflectively where things went wrong. You'll probably find that one of the things I've mentioned in the course of just talking about this. So our thinking, we always inform our actions, either positively or negatively. So mind renewal is key in every marital success story. You have to let go of the old and embrace the new. That's why God will give his word, a man, someone who has a wholesome relationship, who can take care of himself in that way. He can make decisions. A man, someone who accepts responsibility for their own life. A man will leave his father and his mother and shall be joined or glued to his wife. And the two shall become one. And that is work. W-O-R-K. It's not funny. You will lose your right. You will use your right to be right. You have to be able to see life from each other perspective. So that most of the issues are basically, we will think about them. They are separated and divorced this morning. They hinge on certain thoughts that you as an individual or your spouse have held on to, certain set patterns, certain set behavior. Please, this is one mistake that a lot of people make, those who are believers. As a believer, you have eternal life. No doubt about it. But that doesn't guarantee heaven on earth. You have to align yourself with the Word of God. The Word of God is what helps us to how we understand. We learn how to speak, how to act. We learn about how to manage our finances. And these are issues that spring up in relationship. The Word of God helps us to understand how to raise children. The Word of God helps us to understand how to serve one another. The Word of God helps us to understand communication skills. The Word of God helps us to understand how to adopt healthy lifestyles. The Word of God helps us to position ourselves for promotion, for increase, for success in our life endeavors. And these are issues that spring up in relationship. Many people underestimate these things. And so problems just come at them. And sometimes it just takes us into that position where we have things that we tag irreconcilable differences that leads to separation and invariably lead to divorce. Many people, like I said, do not understand these things. They just think once two believers meet, everything will just take shape. No. Your ability, my ability, or willingness to change are the things that makes for success. And if we are not willing to change, they are the very same thing that becomes what we call strongholds. Set patterns, set behavior, set actions. They become strongholds. And what are strongholds? They are thought patterns developed through the words that we hear and we speak. They are thoughts that we have encouraged by suggestion, we have entertained, and they have formed mental images. And so they control our behavior. I mean, we've said this during Family of Origin. There are families where people in their native language, their vernacular, are curses. So literally, when such people are not ready to move away from that, I mean, sometimes you hear eavesdrop conversation between couples, and they are arguing about something. And the next thing you hear, Ori Ebaje, Ori Efo, you are mad, you are crazy. And the next thing you hear, you just hear words flowing endlessly. Hey, my brothers, my sisters, words build, word also scatters. Words, once spoken, most of the time, they are like broken egg. It cannot be restored, recalled back. Words linger. And sometimes when people argue, what lingers around them, sometimes it may be violence, sometimes it may be hatred, sometimes it may be bitterness. I don't know about you. I have literally, I mean, by virtue of what we do, I've literally seen how war scatters relationships. I've also literally seen how words help rebuild relationships. Words create images. And like I said, because the reason why I'm taking my time to explain this morning, in our own part of the world, when people separate, they just put a pause on their life. Nothing is done to review the situation. Nothing is done to work towards reconciliation. Even when people separate and the two families are talking, everybody is just talking to defend their own. Nothing tangible, nothing concrete. And most of the time, when people separate around us here, they are just pausing, waiting for what the law says. 2 years separation will lead to them filing for divorce. No. As believers in Christ, we can do something about it. And if I can get there today, I will. Otherwise, if I can, I will continue the next time. So please understand, what we have as a tool of transformation for our relationship is God's word. It helps us to know how to speak. There is a word in season. That's what the Bible says. It said, he wakens my ear morning by morning to hear like the landed. Sometimes among couples, good money can turn into a bra. good money can turn into an act of violence. Am I the one that you are greeting like that? And before you know it, one word spoken out of place just lead to something else. And then the buildup of all these things, set action, set behavior, wrong words, that was lead to separation. I want you to please, if you are in that category, just reflect. Reflect. The first day you met that person, reflect what has happened up to this point. Because the Word of God has the tendency to also help us confront thought. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I mean, we talk about 2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verses 5 and 6. We talked about the principle of spiritual warfare. The Bible talks that those thoughts, we need to cast them out. That we need to use the Word of God, which is mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. And then we take thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. But unfortunately, many people don't even recognize strongholds. They believe their thoughts, patterns are normal and healthy. Some people can't speak good words to other people. They must abuse. Even when they are joking, they abuse people. But hey, please, let's just do. Some people are just accustomed to a particular way of behavior, way of thinking, and it becomes, unconsciously becomes part of their personality. But when we align those thoughts with God's thoughts, which is His Word, we will experience a season of inner conflict as force, because it's confronting what you have believed. Somebody will say, oh, it's me you are talking to like that. No man has ever talked to me that way. Or no woman has ever talked to me that way. But hey, allow the Word of God. It's the conflict inside. But allow the Word of God to change you. Some people will conclude, that's just the way I am. If you can't live with it, just pack your load now. And see, when you keep, I said this to a couple, when you keep threatening one another with the use of the word, I will divorce you. One day, because the words we speak comes to reality, that may happen. Some people will say, that's just the way I am. Some people will say, everybody thinks the same way. It's not everybody who thinks that same way. Some people will say, oh, if you just can't take me as I am, then maybe you should not marry me again. No. Let the Word of God confront your issues. Like I said, when people are separated around here, they do nothing. They do nothing. But hey, even when you are separated, don't be passive. Be active. Reveal what has happened. See the hope of reconciliation, like the Bible says. And there are certain things that has happened that we can talk about, we can review. So what are the common strongholds? Let me quickly list them. And a lot of people don't even understand that this thing. Unbelief is one. Some people just have trouble in believing God's word. They said, that's the Bible. You can't walk here. No. If you are a believer, that's why we call ourselves believer. Unbelief. Some people say, the way this relationship is, we can never be reconciled. But in my short year, I've seen people who have divorced, who have also gone to the court to remarry again. I've seen people who said there is nothing again. I've seen people who filed for divorce. And before the divorce came through, they reconciled. So, unbelief. Do you have trouble believing God's word in its entirety? Another stronghold, cold love. I don't know how it is. Maybe by the reason of what we went through while growing up, some people are not compassionate. Some people are not warm. Some people don't have tender-hearted. They are not tender-hearted. So they deal with others that way. If two people are in a relationship and there is cold love, hey, it can't work. It may lead us to the position that we are talking about this morning. Some people is common stronghold, fear. Some people are afraid to fail because of where they have been. Fear of failure. Some people are just afraid of the unknown. Some people are afraid of their present life. And then some people are afraid of the future. They have all forms of phobias. And so The word of God helps us to understand that perfect love, God's perfect love, drives out fear. Another stronghold is pride. Some pride simply means not willing to admit fault or mistakes. And if we have a relationship that either of the party is not willing to admit any fault or mistake, it's going to be tough for that relationship to pull through. Another stronghold, the fifth one, unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Some people just carry the whole hurt from their family of origin, the way they've been treated. So that's the way they want to treat their spouses. It's also not going to work. Some people have allowed bitterness and resentment to just take roots in their hearts. It's also not going to work. It says, be tender-hearted. That's what Ephesians says, Ephesians 4. It says, forgiving one another as Christ has forgiven us. So unforgiveness. And if you look at relationship that has also resulted in separation and divorce, this is just one of the traits that you also find. The last stronghold is lust. 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 Some people just struggle. I don't know what that is. In terms of appetites, food, sex, money, alcohol, till it overwhelms and takes them. Some people just get separated because when some people are at that level, at that realm, violence may come in, abuse may come in. So all those things may just result in separation and invariably divorce. So lust, some people just crave in. And it affects them, their weight, their health, everything. So please understand, we are more than conquerors. We can handle these things. All this has become rising issues in our relationship and may lead us to this point of irreconcilable differences, sometimes abuse, violence, which may lead to separation and divorce. Let me see. I think you gave me extra time, guys in the studio. I want to finish. Let me just finish this today. And then I'll open myself up for counseling after this service. You can send us a mail if you need us to speak. I'm just sewing a general cloth with this message. So what is the church traditions over the ages, which has also formed strongholds? Number one, that when you go through divorce process, you cannot remarry. That's a church tradition. It's a stronghold. And many people have been caged in that stronghold. Many people are hurt against God, hurt against church because of that traditions that we have held on to, that whenever anyone go through divorce, they cannot remarry again. Secondly, the church tradition that whoever is divorced cannot be used of God. That's a church tradition. You know some of these things. And then third tradition is that when you remarry, you are actually living in sin. That's a church tradition. It's strongholds. And so even when people find themselves in that position, they are not willing to help them because, that's just what we have chosen to believe. Some people believe, or church tradition, another church tradition is that when you remarry after you are saved, if you divorce and then you are now saved and then you want to remarry, you should go back and reconcile with the former wife. Or maybe one of the church traditions is that if you happen to marry two wives and then you are saved, you should send one of the wives away. Those are just church traditions. So where do you want to send somebody with kids away to? Well, of course, one of the church traditions also is that if you are divorced and you remarry before you are saved, then it is okay. That's a conflict. Another church tradition is that if you are widowed, maintain the vow you had with your first spouse. Don't remarry. Stay celibate forever. You know what Paul said. Not everybody who has that gift. Another church tradition is that God hates divorce. So if you are in an abusive relationship, stay in it. Those are church traditions. Those are church traditions. Let me quickly run. What are the major causes of separation and divorce in our world? Number one, pressure from the family of origin. Pressure. Some people are good. Maybe they are well-to-do. Some other people are less well-to-do families. And so there is a conflict. And they put two people in the midst of that. Those two families, they put two people in the midst of that conflict. That's just one typical example. And they can put pressure on that relationship from dating to courtship to marriage until the thing finally breaks and everybody goes their own separate way. So pressure from the family of origin. Second reasons why people generally separate and divorce, unmet expectations. That's why we recommend premarital counseling for people. Most of the issues in marriages, if people will go for premarital counseling, they are 75% resolved. If you take to heart what you are taught during premarital counseling. So unmet expectations. Some people get married for reasons known to them. So when they get into it, things are not what they were expecting. And in this day where everybody acts like acting big man and acting big women, please open your eyes, shine your eye very well. Love is not blind. Unmet expectations. Third reason, money matters. It can be inadequate or mismanagement of what is there. So money matters. Most of issues, this is what I want to spend money on. The other person is desirable. So financial management is another one. It's a major one. Number one reason why people separate and divorce. Fourth is irreconcilable differences. Irreconcilable. Some people are not used to submitting to authority. They are not used to loving other people. They are not used to sharing view when it comes to decision making, when it comes to act of parenting. Invariably, it can lead to separation and divorce. And the fifth reason is violence and abuse. And then abuse can be verbal abuse. It can be emotional abuse. Some people can just log off on the other person and they just stay like that, coldness. Or it may even be physical violence. What do you do when you are separated? Number one, do something actively. Let your heart be open. Two families, when they talk, they are defending their own. But, hey, do like an inner appraiser. If you find yourself separated from your spouse, do something actively. Secondly, review the cause. Are there pains in your heart? Is your heart broken? We expect that. Review it. A lot of people just want to cover it up. Review it. Confront it. If it's violent, review it. If it's emotional, because so that you can take on the next step, go for counseling. If you are separated, go for counseling. If you are divorced, go for counseling. Because you need objective perspective before you either reconcile or you marry again. When people are separated around here, when people just talk about it, they just say, Otiton, it is finished. Everybody go back home. Husband apologize to your wife. Wife apologize to your husband. But there may still be those underlying issues. So when you are separated, go for counseling. If you are dealing with violence or hunger issue, go for counseling separately. As you walk towards reconciliation, because if you review, you'll be able to determine whether you are still going back into that relationship, which we recommend. God hates divorce, but God loves the one who is divorced. But we recommend that. Go for counseling. Look for an objective person. Look for an objective person. It can be a mentor that you respect. It can be a counselor, a pastor, or a counselor, a professional counselor. Fourthly, when you are separated, confront the issues. Don't sweep things under the carpet. Don't just use it, like I said earlier, on the period of 2 years to mark time and then to commence the process of divorce or commence another relationship. You see all sort of things this day. Hey, you can't live alone. You can't. Marriage is not the end of life. But hey, please ensure that you are emotionally whole. That's what I'm saying. If you are separated and if you don't deal with issues, the next relationship will suffer for it. And then, fifthly, if you are separated, hold yourself accountable towards reconciliation. Hold yourself. Learn. I mean, if your spouse is willing to make it work, it's going to be a process of time. Learn to cut again. Learn to build bridge of friendship again. If someone is a widowed, which simply means lovers, one spouse, it can be sudden illness, sickness, or it can be accident. There is a pain. Everyone who is widowed, pain in their heart, irreparable loss. So it takes time before one can actually grieve, be healed, and get over it. Please, I will advise everyone who is widowed, take your time. Give your pain to the Lord. And when someone loses their spouse, you will have many counselors. Some people want you to, especially if you are left with kids and all that, many people want you to get married immediately. No. Take time to grieve. Yield your heart to the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit comfort you. Many people will say many things when you lose your spouse, but hey, the best comfort you can receive is the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And for those who are widow, I would say lean into a support group. You can also see a counselor who will walk through with you. It takes time. And then, but let your heart be open, be healed. And then sometimes when we are widowed, we live with pains of regret. I've met a couple of people like that who think that maybe they should have done something more or do this more to be able to make it work with their spouses. Don't let the devil put you on a guilt trip. Don't. Be healed. Open your heart to the Lord. What are the general tips for remarriage? Let me just say, like I say, I'm just sewing a piece of clothes a size fit all. So individual have peculiar circumstances, whether that led to separation or that has led to divorce. But I say to you, if you don't work on some of these things that we said today, don't fall into that statistic. It's been proven, and I've seen it. It's been proven that if someone divorced once, he or she has the tendency to divorce two times over again. Especially when these things have not been dealt with before you move to the other person. What are the general tips for remarriage? If you are widowed, if you are divorced, you fall into this category. Be healed. That's number one. Be healed. Be healed of that hurt. You must learn to trust again. There are stigmas that comes along with that. The society stigmatize people. No, be healed. Don't rush into anything. Don't rush. If you are divorced, if you are widowed, don't rush. If you are divorced and you rush into another marriage, it's called marriage on rebound. You just want to fill a void. It might not necessarily be. So be healed, learn to trust again. Isaiah 43 says, I do a new thing, it shall spring forth. And then secondly, learn to build bridge of friendship. Learn to build bridge of friendship. I have a friend who is divorced or who was divorced and is still divorced but he's on his third marriage. Why? He didn't take his time to obey this law. He wasn't healed. Because in every situation, whether as a widowed or as a divorced person, you must deal with comparison syndrome. The new person that you are going to meet is not like your spouse. They are new entirely. Their perspective towards life is changed. So you can't be comparing the new with the old. You can't be comparing the dead with the living. So you must learn to build bridge. That's why I said take your time. Pray. Make your intention that you want to remarry. Make it known to God. Have a support system around your life. And compare not with them. But please, in this day, because I know that is also an issue, beware of being introduced to many people. You can get yourself confused that way. Beware of it. Beware of it. Everybody is sponsoring their candidates. So beware of it. Let your mind be clear. Make your intention known to God. Learn to build bridge of friendship with people. I know it's hard for those who are widowed or those who are divorced. They are faced with that temptation of trusting people. But hey, let your heart be open. Let the balm of Gilead heal your heart. And then thirdly, for remarriage, if you are going to remarry, if you have kids, carry them along. I've said this somewhere. Somebody was abusing me on this point. Said that is their life. No. If you are going to remarry, they are stakeholders. They are going to have either stepdad or stepmom. And if the person you are getting married to, because some people who are widowed or who are divorced, they just want to remarry for companionship. The person that you are getting married to might also have kids. You have a whole lot of integration to do. It's not going to fall on you like ripe cherries. And then if you have one, two kids, those two kids will process that thought that they're going to have a new dad or a new mom differently. So you must carry them along. Don't underestimate their emotions. Don't. And then fourthly, develop accountability and support system. You need counseling. Proverbs 24:3-4, you need wisdom, you need understanding, you need knowledge. Luke 14:28, you need to sit down and count the cost. And lastly today, see your new spouse to be as new as they are. They are new. No emotional baggage or hang up from the past. You know, some people will say, I remember my late husband. They're talking to a new man. You can't be remembering your late husband. I remember my late wife. We are talking about what to do now, not what we did before. So no comparison. And then everyone who is a stakeholder, please get them involved. If you are a widow marrying another widow, get everybody involved. Don't, you can't even live in. You are a believer. Don't. And then, if you are going to put kids together, no favoritism. These are things that people don't take their time to look at. Lastly today, God loves you. God does not hold whatever has happened, not holding it against you. The good, good Father. But we can learn to open our hearts. He can heal us, and he can give us a new beginning. I believe this morning, God will heal someone of their emotional, in their area of their emotion, so that you can begin life again with our God. So, if you are divorced, last thing I want to say, a lot of people divorce, they don't clean out the record. If you remarry again, and be sued for bigamy or bigamy, and is under the law, is in prison, no less than 7 years. Depending on who you are dealing with, you may not be able to get your way out of it. Have a very clear, if you are divorced and you want to remarry again, that's why I say work with a counselor, work with an objective person. Ask yourself the basic question. You don't just get married and leave your kids somewhere. Whoever is getting married to you should also be interested in how do you intend, what is the welfare of your kids, how do you intend to take care of. So there are many things that are joined to this. Don't just marry and burn the bridge. or remarry and burn the bridge. No. There are stakeholders which you must get them involved. The Bible is so clear about it. If you can't do celibacy, remarry. It is better to remarry than to burn. As a widow, it is better to remarry than people to start saying every man they see around you is your boyfriend, or every woman they see around you is your girlfriend. No. If you are going to get married, you are single, you are going to get married to someone who is divorced, you need counsel. If you are going to get married to someone who is widowed, you need counsel. As a single man or single lady. So all these things, there are intricacies around it. And God doesn't want to complicate our lives. He wants to put our lives in order. He wants us to be able to serve Him with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our bodies. Father, thank you for everyone watching this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the seed of your word. Thank you for helping my brothers, my sisters, out of their present situation or state that they are. Lord, someone who is separated this morning, I pray for healing over that relationship. I pray for restoration over that relationship. There's another person who is divorced and their heart bleeds at the moment. But the balm of Gilead, heal every broken heart. Lord, help people to put their life, bring it back to your order. And Lord, if anyone desire to get married again after being divorced or after being widowed, Holy Spirit, lead and guide them right. Bless you, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a lovely week. You can send me a mail at pastor@lighthouseng.org. You will need us to take this discussion forward. I'm open. My heart, my doors are open. We can't leave people in bondage and they start misbehaving, because God is not an altar of bondage. God wants people to heal, start their new life again. We can't hold on to all those church traditions over the time. The reason why we have those traditions is not because they are wrong, but it's just because we need discipline in our lives. But we can also, because we want to kill a fly, we are looking for a sledgehammer. People need to put their lives in order after life has dealt with them.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,